Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, it's so exciting. We have Ash Costello from NYD. She is a boss girl rocker.
You know what? I think I was either one of your first or your first person on the, like, a guest on the podcast.
A long time
ago. Like a really long time ago. So yeah. I remember when you had all the equipment, you were like, oh, we're just starting to do this, figure it out. And I remember thinking, Beauty Bites, that's such a cute name.
It's really so good. Great to see you back. It's been like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I missed you really bad, guys.
Hey, we've done 200 episodes since then.
Oh my gosh, congratulations.
Yeah, it's been awesome. What have you been up to? You must have got, you should got married.
Married. I've since I've seen you.
Boss girl.
To domestic housewife.
Heavy metal rocker and now domestic housewife.
Yeah, I really am domestic. I cooked dinner the other night and everyone was like floored. Like, oh, I can cook too, guys.
You look happy.
I am so happy. I mean, it's been a hard year for everybody. And, you know, I'm not excluded from that. It was a roller coaster, but I did get married this year. I moved.
Pre-COVID or post-COVID? Did you get a ceremony and all that or no?
After COVID. Uh-huh. After COVID. We had like the big 150-person guest list, like big wedding planned, and COVID kind of, you know, obviously ruined that. So we did a small backyard wedding and I don't regret it at all.
So lovely. Yeah, so you've been nesting.
Yes, I did.
Does that mean there's a little baby coming soon?
Gosh, everyone asks me that and I never know how to answer that. I think we're going to get some fur babies for a little bit.
Fur babies are the best.
Yeah, we'll get some fur babies.
I got a fur baby during COVID
too. If he's watching, just fur babies, okay? And, don't tell him. And that's okay. Oh my gosh, he's amazing. He's so handsome. His name is Jared. He's on Instagram. I post about him all the time, so I'm sure, you know, whoever's following me already knows way too much about him, I bet. And we met at a concert.
He just walked up to you backstage and was hitting on you?
No, he didn't even mean to ever meet me. It was not him at all. It was me. He tagged the band and tagged that he was coming to the show. And I just thought he was so gorgeous that I messaged him and said, would you like to have a drink after the show? And it was love in first, like in the first 30 minutes, I knew. I know it sounds so cheesy, like everyone says that, but I knew I was going to marry him.
Within the first 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
That's so cute.
I walked back onto my tour bus, and my tour manager literally said, you're going to marry that guy.
Really?
I just knew.
That's so funny. Well, you manifested it.
I know. I really did.
Do you believe in manifesting?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I definitely do. I mean, I feel like the mind can play tricks on you, and not every thought we have can be a positive, you know, manifestation thought, but I definitely put in the work in my mind to have the things that I have.
Yeah, definitely. I think so. You're such a strong personality. It's unusual to have women in heavy metal and in the rock world.
Yes, it is.
And you broke through some big barriers getting to where you are right now. Describe how it was like being a woman metalhead.
You have to have very thick skin and you have to have a very strong sense of self and you have to have humility and you have to have confidence and you have to walk this fine line between your masculinity and your femininity. And I'm still learning. Mm-hmm. I don't think the learning process will ever be over.
Do you think it's hard for women as we age to be on stage? Because it's one thing to be like a sexy vixen in your heavy metal look, but you're still so young, you can rock that for
thank you.
But I'm just thinking of like 10, 15, 20 years from now, what does that environment look like? Because female performers and female actresses have it hard, I think.
Well, I think that there's a lot of judgment on women in rock music both ways. There's either, I've seen comments like, you don't look sexy enough or you should dress sexier. But then I've seen comments, you're too sexy, you're showing too much. And there's really no way to please everybody. And in the rock community, you just have to be yourself and do what makes you happy. And I've seen I just saw Sherry Curry perform last year. And I'm not sure how old she is, but I'm pretty sure she's in her late 60s. And she rocks. And she's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So I think the rock community is actually very forgiving as opposed to like maybe fashion or modeling or acting, I feel like the rock community is very forgiving when it comes to the standards of aging.
Yeah, I mean, women performers like Dolly Parton, my goodness.
She's oh my gosh.
Still beautiful.
What a badass.
She is. She's impressive. Did you watch her Netflix special? You should totally watch it.
No, I've actually, it's on my watch list.
I loved the Taylor Swift one too, and someday there'll be an Ash Costello one too.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, today we'll do a little bit of face maintenance. What are the things you've had done before? We've done a lot of things together.
I'm the kind of person likes to experiment a lot, so I feel like I've basically tried everything at least once, you know. Yeah, I mean, my only thing is like, man, I wish it was permanent, you know.
Are your followers and our metalheads critical of people doing body, you know, treatments like Botox and fillers, which is shocking because they're also pierced and tattooed? Like, please, honey, please, you guys do your bodies, your version.
I remember we talked about that on the last podcast too, because you had just had a girl in here who had her lips done, and you had gotten a response to her that I saw the response to it, and I just thought, I just don't know how there's people out there that could feel so strongly about another person's choices with their body and also so negative towards someone they don't know. Because I'm a big person where I'm like, you don't know the struggle of that person's every day. Just be kind to them. Mm-hmm. Just be kind. You know, if that's what makes that person happy. I said the same thing on the last, but I'm always going to say this. Body modification is no different from lip injections to hair dye to tattoos to piercings to, you know, major cosmetic surgery. To me, that's all falls in the same category.
I think so too. I think it's your vehicle to do whatever you want with. You can manifest the avatar that you want to look like these days, right?
Dr. K, I want elf ears someday, and I don't care what anybody has to say about it. My husband knows, like, I want elf ears, and that's my choice. That's what I want. And I'm sure there's going to be...
That's going to be cute. Yeah,
I do really want those.
Okay, wait, try my new filter, because you can have fairy wings. Oh. It puts fairy wings. It's the glowy girl filter.
Can you do one with ears, too?
Yes.
Can you do elf ears?
You could.
Have you heard someone say that?
Well, I haven't had anybody request it other than you, but we can fix like torn ear lobules. I can repair the gauges. The
that stuff is good too.
That's all good.
That's good too.
I'm sure we could do an elf ear.
Yeah,
sure.
Wouldn't it be neat?
Okay, oh my gosh.
It's Sunday.
I'm down.
That's like Sunday when there's like nothing else that needs to get done. Maybe with just experiment.
Do it now. Once you have kids, there'll be no time.
That's true. Maybe they'll be scared of their mom's elf ears. I don't know. I don't think that far ahead. But, I mean, as far as, yes, I've gotten judgment, definitely. And sometimes it bothers me, but that's where that thick skin comes into play. And I have to remember, you know, I don't go around on the internet bashing the way other people choose to look. You know, I might see something and think, oh, I wouldn't necessarily do that for myself, but I have no opinion on what other people are doing. Mm-hmm. And I just want people to live their lives. And I just wish I could inject that thought into everyone else's mindset. Yeah. But I think we're getting there.
We are. We have such a short lifespan and such a limited opportunity to
do what makes you happy.
Achieve your goals. Like, if it gives you those 5 minutes of happiness to look fresh and look pretty in the mirror every day, like, just do it. Don't worry about other people. The more that society evolves into like being open and not have feeling shame or feeling like you have to hide, the better off we all are. Yeah.
We'll get there.
We'll get there one day.
We'll get there eventually.
How does it feel not performing right now? I'm sure you can't do huge concerts. You're used to having arenas with like hundreds of thousands of people looking at you.
It's love and hate right now. I'm really happy because I've toured the past 5 years straight. And I missed a lot of, like, I haven't been home for my birthday or Thanksgiving or Christmas in years.
Wow.
So I got to do that this year.
This year was really eye-opening.
Yeah, I got to do that this year. I got to put a lot of time into a relationship and have that blossom and bloom. And I got to see my mom, and I lost my dad this year. And that was it was very sudden. And it was a big eye-opener. And I thought, man, I have to spend every waking moment with my mom.
Yeah.
So I've been, like, we go shopping, we cook dinner together, we hang out, we watch movies, and I'm just like soaking it all in as much as I can.
Makes you more appreciative of all the little things, and it's been nice actually to have a little pause on the hustle of everyday business and life.
I know that COVID is affecting a lot of people negatively, health-wise and financially and career-wise, so I understand why finding the positive in it isn't necessarily the most acceptable view right now, but I still feel like I have to appreciate the positive things that it brought me this year.
That's so true. Well, on that note, I'm so glad Instagram brought us together again.
I know. I don't know how we started talking. Either you messaged me or responded, or I messaged you and was like, this is beautiful. I don't remember, but I was like, man, I miss you, Dr. K. And he said, why don't you just come on in?
Well, there you have it. Thanks so much, you guys, for tuning in to this wonderful podcast. You've got to go check out Ash. Where can people find you on Instagram?
Just my name. It's Instagram.com/AshCostello, and my band is Instagram.com/NYDRock.
There you have it. I'm going to send you home with some of our amazing skincare. I know you've obsessed about it in the past because it's the easiest thing to do when you're on a tour bus traveling the country.
And the most important.
The most important, so you don't break out with all the heavy stage makeup and everything. So what are your favorites been so far?
Okay, so I'm out of the retinol, obviously, because it's been a couple years since I've been here. And I really love the retinol, but, and I'm just going to say it, and I've had major compliments about this. I don't know if this is TMI. The bleaching pads.
Awesome.
Yeah. My husband loves those.
They're so good. My husband, he is always having me bring him 10% bleaching pads from the office. And they just keep this even, beautiful skin tone. I love it. And they're good for all over, externally, anywhere on the body.
Yeah, the intimate areas.
Yes. Yes, they're really good for the groin, the axilla, vaginal, anal, everywhere.
Like if you want to feel super clean, I love them. That's my favorite, I have to be honest.
They're so good for that. And people have pigmentation, and it makes them feel shy. And this gives you confidence, so you got to try it.
And actually, I spent a lot of time, because I've spent a lot of time, maybe half the year in Missouri, and we do outside things, and there's a lake and a river, and we're outside a lot, so your tinted moisturizer actually helped me look not like I had no makeup on.
Yeah.
So, and everybody, all the girls, when it's called floating, you sit in an inner tube and float down the river and hang out, all the girls wanted to know what I had used, because I had sunblock and my skin looked really good. So
yes, it's so good. It's like a BB cream, basically, but the tint really kind of hides your just little minor imperfections, and you get your SPF 50.
Everyone else was all red, and I looked good, and I wasn't sunburned.
So. There you go. Well, thanks so much for tuning in. It's Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. You can find me in Los Angeles in Pasadena. My Instagram is Beauty by Dr. K, DRKAY. That's where you can find me doing amazing things with people's faces. And the website with all that great skincare is the same. It's beautybydrk.com. And check out the wonderful Ash Costello. Can't wait to see you heavy metaling on the road again.
I know, me too. Thank you.
With the baby Bjorn, with the little half, oh my God, little Dr. half head K. baby.
Cheeks me.
I'm manifesting it for you.
Oh, it's my so gosh. Fun.
Okay, a fur baby. Just a fur baby.
Oh my gosh.
Bye for now, guys. Stay beautiful.